Hey y'all, this is James,
T. Rich,
and Jay Swole.
Thank you for listening to Just Be Radio. Y'all, we got a great show for y'all today.
Woo!
Yeah.
That's right. I hope I'm not blasting y'all's ears out here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I want to know something, y'all. I want to know what makes you you today.
Aww.
T. Rich, I want to know what makes you you. J. Swole, I want to know what makes you you.
Both show
listeners, I want to know what makes you you. I want you to tell me why you're so special. Why you do what you do. What drives you? What makes you say, hey?
That's so deep.
And what makes you say, I want to know all that. Why? It may not matter to some people, but it matters to me. And I know it matters enough to you for it to affect what you do day in, day out. Affect your likes, your dislikes, your loves, your hates. So, y'all just be ready for what we got for you today.
Oh, yeah.
On Just Be Radio. Y'all make sure y'all just... I want you to know something. You can press play and just keep listening. Okay? That's all you got to do. Is just press play and keep listening. And then if you want to go to another page on the web, go to another page on the web. Just don't turn us off. Don't turn us off. Okay? If you got to go cook some food and keep us on, just do that. You ain't got to turn us off. You don't have to do that. Yeah, we're not holding you captive. Okay?
Be free. Be free.
Y'all should see the faces J. Swole is making over here at me. But it's okay, because I'll make a face right back at him.
Yeah.
But anyway, y'all make sure y'all contact us at james@justberadio.com. Visit the website at justberadio.com. Or hit us up on Facebook, Just Be Radio. Or go to Spreaker.com. You can go to our Spreaker.com page, find us, Just Be Radio, okay? You know, I was looking on the internet the other day, and I saw somebody else had some Just Be Radio thing. And I said, wait a minute. This is not the real deal. And these people aren't even doing anything.
They took your stuff?
No, they did. I don't know. I have no idea. I just know that if somebody's searching Just Be Radio and they have a better Google rating than I have, they're going to find them and get nothing. You're going to find those people and get absolutely nothing.
Oh, no.
Okay? But y'all, we got something very special for y'all today. Something that you will not get on any other so-called Just Be Radio
something
page.
Real. Something authentic.
Yeah.
T. Rich is going to give you some things about her and her passions. J. Swole is going to give you some things about himself and his passions. I'm going to give you some things about myself and my passions. And, of course, y'all know that I, as a profession, I sing. I'm a worship leader, and I go to different places and do all these things. I'm going to sing today on the show. Okay, y'all? So, y'all, stay tuned and be ready for that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
We're going to have some fun today. And, y'all, we want to know what makes you you. Okay? We're not just here blabbing about ourselves so we can sound like we're important or we're somebody and... And y'all just have to sit here and listen to our stuff. All right, we want to know about y'all, okay? We don't want y'all to revolve your hour around us only. We want you to go on and leave us a message on Just Be Radio, okay? On Facebook, it's probably the easiest way. Or you can, of course, like I said, email us at Just Be Radio. James@JustBeRadio, okay? That's what I want y'all to do. So anyway, I'm going to implement a new part of the show, y'all.
What?
J. Swole, there's a new part of the show.
What?
I'm going to implement. Yes. Oh, yeah. And I think everyone will like it. And it's going to get a lot of y'all to thinking, hopefully. You know, sometimes when I have absolutely nothing to do, I think deeply.
Mm.
Y'all ever do that? You think deeply.
All the time. Too much.
Yeah. Like, when they came up with peanut butter. Did they call it butter because it tasted like butter, or because it was smooth like butter?
Smooth.
Oh, get you thinking. Get you thinking.
Which came first? The chicken or the egg? Which one? You know, we all know it's the chicken, you know, but people like to make it all deep.
Right? I thought it was the monkey.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, you know, 100 million years ago when I used to be a monkey, I was roaming the earth.
Just saying.
Sure.
And I came across peanuts. Sat on them by accident. And it wasn't me, though. My wife monkey, my monkey wife came and tasted the peanuts and was like, it's buttery.
And that's how you came up with peanut butter.
Yeah, but that's not my deep thought, y'all. No. That's a little too deep.
Wow.
But this is the show, this is the part of the show that I'm going to call, you know, I was thinking. Okay, so I want to know what y'all think about, listeners. You know, sometimes, you know, those little thoughts you have that you just don't really say to anybody because people would think you're strange or weird or off. Like, okay, you have absolutely nothing better to do with your time, do you? So, I'm actually naming this part of the show, you know, I was thinking. So, I was thinking, y'all.
What were you thinking?
What?
Over here in, for those of you who live in other places, I and Jay Swole and T Rich, we live in the DFW in North Texas. And this has been this huge epidemic, and my prayers go out to these families that have been affected by West Nile. Yeah, we have this epidemic going up here. People are getting bitten by mosquitoes and not protecting themselves and everything. And some people are becoming ill,
yeah,
you know, to the point of death sometimes. And But that's not funny. But the rest of this, though, say a prayer for those people. But the rest of this is, you know, it kind of struck a funny bone with me because it got me to thinking. We always hate mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are a bother sometimes. Are there any benefits to mosquitoes?
Wow.
You know, sometimes you can always find a benefit to something like mold. Mold is nasty. You want to wash it away. But it also has good traits where it comes to, you know, antibodies and things like that. So I was just thinking, are there any benefits to mosquitoes? So I looked it up. Of course, you Google something and you try to find the answer. And I looked it up. And it said on, I went to answers.com for those of you who want to go find this.
That's a deep website.
Whoever took the time to write this is like me. They had too much time on their hands. Mosquitoes, also known by many to be annoying little pests, play very important roles in the ecosystem. Mosquitoes maintain the balance of life. Only females of their species carry diseases, which can be very dangerous indeed. However, to a variety of animals, these creatures are an excellent source of protein in their diet. They are also key pollinators. Oh, I can believe that. If there were no wolves in this world, there would be no limit to rabbits. This would cause a drastic imbalance in nature. Thereby, speaking in this context, the mosquito keeps balance by being the fifth largest cause of deaths in this world.
What?
What?
Oh my god.
Okay, Mr. Answers.com.
Oh my god.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to know that.
Additionally, mosquitoes, like them or not, maybe carry a cure for an extremely horrible disease, which we have not found out about yet.
How would you know?
Yeah, that didn't.
How would you know?
So that's what I found when I wanted to answer my question about. Do mosquitoes help us at all? Hopefully that was helpful to some of you who may have asked that question on your own time. And hopefully you have figured out that maybe you don't want to go to answers.com for your answers.
No.
On anything.
Yeah.
How about Yahoo Answers? They're more legit.
Yeah. So,
how about you just research it?
That's true. That's true. You research it.
Or just get bitten by a mosquito and see how it helps.
Yes. See how much balance goes into play.
So what's up to you, Rich? Tell us something.
Let's see.
You getting ready to go back to school, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm getting ready to go back to school. Pretty excited about it. I think I'm about the only person at UNT who's really excited to go back to school. It's just been one of those summers where, you know, you've had your fun and stuff, but you're ready to go back and learn something, stretch your brain. I guess that's just the way that my parents raised me. So, I was actually texting a friend the other day, and I was like, hey, you ready to go back to school? And they were like, Tracelyn, no, it's summer. It's not even, it's the middle of summer. So, why are you even going there? But,
I'm one of those.
And I don't know. That's just me. I have an awesome semester this semester. It's going to be about 12 hours. I'm not taking 21 hours, so it's going to be cool. Taking an art class here and there, an anthropology class, a philosophy class, a few other classes, but it's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. What's happening over there, Mr. J. Swole?
Oh, you know, just trying to manage these allergies.
Oh, he's suffering back there.
Two Benadryl just hit me hard.
Oh, man. Oh. Don't fall asleep on the show.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Whoa, what?
Show's over, man. You've been sleeping for like a half hour.
Oh, man. I'm just chilling over here, man.
Yeah.
He'll be chilling too much. We'll have to, like, yeah. Wake him up. Yo. Yeah.
That's overly chill.
Well, listeners, we are broadcasting live from my new abode.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
So we're in our new studio here in the garage. That's not quite a studio yet.
It's becoming one. It's a work in progress.
I'm actually going to build it into a garage. It's a garage already. I'm going to build it into a studio.
A studio.
But it's hot. Let me tell you, it is hot.
It is really hot. It's Texas.
Yeah, but hey, we got the garage doors open for all the neighbors to see.
And mosquitoes to come in.
Yeah.
Dwell amongst us.
DFW. Go DFW.
Yeah, holla. Yeah, but the wind is blowing in somewhat. You can actually feel a breeze every 30
Here and
minutes
there.
Or so. So, it's very nice, y'all. So, hopefully we're broadcasted nice and clear for y'all. And, you will leave us some comments on our broadcast today. We want to know what's going on with you. We want to know what you're thinking. We want to know how you be. All right? We want to know how you be even during our show. So if you want to leave some messages for us, please do. I'm not going to say the contact stuff by now. I've already said it twice on the show, so hopefully you know. And visit our webpage, too. Okay,
yes.
Y'all? Please
yes.
visit our webpage so we can get a better Google rating from all you visitors. Hey, if you have a website, go on and link to us, too. That would be great. We got a little banner on there you can go on and link to us. So that would be great. Hey, y'all. I'm looking at my wife driving up.
Hey, Mom. Because
these garage doors are open.
She brought some water.
Yes.
Yeah, hopefully she brought some water because I is thirsty.
With some ice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I is thirsty, y'all.
She's
it's okay. She can. I think she's worried about making noise with the truck, but it's okay.
It's all good.
Hey, y'all, tell me what y'all think. I think women look good in trucks.
I like it. I could see myself with a truck one day.
My wife is driving my truck, and I think she just looks really hot, y'all.
Yes.
Yeah, that we can't really say anything.
I mean, I like, you what? Know what I'm saying.
What did you say?
That trucks and women in trucks are hot.
Yes. I could see myself with a double cab one day.
Yeah.
What really? Is a double cab? Please explain that.
You know, the big, big, huge trucks with the, you know, two thingies, two sides. You know what I mean?
No, please
no,
explain.
Please.
What are you?
I can't explain it.
About?
It's like the... You know what? Stop it, guys. It's like the truck with the two thingies. The two doors?
Doors.
And then the
four doors?
In the yeah. The
and a back seat?
Yeah, no. But like a huge, huge... One of those huge beds and stuff.
Oh.
My friend Lindsay has one, and I'm so jealous.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Don't be jealous.
Y'all, stop making fun of me. Fun. We're just having a little fun with T-Rich, y'all. Y'all can have fun with T-Rich, too. Leave, like, you know, insults and stuff for her as messages.
Y'all, leave me alone.
No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, y'all, I'm gonna play a song for y'all. And it's a song that I sang on the album that we had just released at Global Spheres. So y'all enjoy this song. And then I'm going to sing for you, okay? All right, hey, guess what it is? It's a love song.
Oh, yeah.
Because I loves my wife. Yes,
oh,
I does.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so y'all stay tuned on Just Be Radio.
See you. place to ride along. Lead me to your waters. Lead me to the place to ride along.
Okay, y'all. So we are back. You know what? So we're talking today about what makes us us. Okay? What makes you you? What makes me me?
Me, me, me.
What makes us all
we,
be
we.
Who we be?
What?
What makes you you?
Me?
What makes you true?
Who?
What makes you do?
Yeah.
The things you do.
What?
Yeah, hey, I just came up with that. I'm 50 Cent, y'all.
I'm 55 Cent.
Oh, I made a rap earlier.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, express your rap to it. No, wait, you know what? Save it. Save it for your section, because y'all, we're going to hear what makes T-Rich, okay?
It's a little small rap.
So y'all, there's this song that I wrote. for I'm sorry, fade music. Perfect. So anyway, it was a song that I wrote. It's a song that I wrote actually for my brother's wedding, but I wrote it to my wife. So that was quite an interesting endeavor because I was writing it to sing it at his wedding, but I was thinking about my wife when I wrote it.
Aww.
So the first place that I performed this song was some years ago at my lovely sister-in-law's wedding. Thank you. Oh my. I'm sorry. Excuse me, y'all, while I take a sip here.
What is that? Sun D? Water?
High quality
H2O. Agua. Yes. Excuse me, y'all. I'm sorry for that. A little break there, a little water break. And so I sang this song at my brother's wedding, and it was great. So it's a love song, and I'm going to sing this song. Hopefully you guys enjoy this. From the first time I saw you, I knew you were the one. 'Cause every moment I'm with you, my heart won't leave me alone. I know you're the one for me. Oh, and I hope that you can see. Without you, I don't wanna go another day without you. Can't think without you, sleep without you, be forever mine. I can't see without you, feel without you. I need your love, you know I can't go on without you. Can't live without you, baby, won't you be forever mine? I know that heaven must be smiling down at me. 'Cause even though I don't deserve you, you give your love to me. And oh, baby, how I've tried, but I just can't seem to find the words to describe this love I feel.
Baby, won't you?
So what makes me me? Music, singing, and of course, you know, worship and love. Because I love to love. Love to love. Love to love the wife. Love to love life. Love to love my kids. I love to love singing and music and all that kind of stuff. So
that was a great song.
Oh, thank you, man. So
It was really good.
So write in. Tell me what you thought of that song. I didn't sing the entire arrangement because we only have so much time on this show. But I enjoyed that.
It was very nice. Very nice. Brought tears to my eyes. Made me cry.
We should do a show and it be a song.
I know.
The entire show be a song. Oh, man.
It reminds me of the Teletubbies.
Nothing like that at all.
Call it radio opera.
Radio opera.
Ropera.
Yeah.
You know, you should rap the entire time.
Oh, my God. Listen to J. Swole rap.
It's so awesome. It is awesome.
So, T. Rich, I want to know about you. What makes you, you?
What makes me, me?
You.
Well, there's a lot of things that make me, me. Yeah. I have real passion for a few things.
Mm-hmm.
If you know anything about me, I love politics, international things, anything that has to do with the world.
Well, I know one thing. T-Rich has problems.
T-Rich, she has problems too. She is not like you. She sounds hot, 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 hot. T-Rich, she has problems too.
I do.
Yeah.
And I'm just like you, except I'm hot.
Yeah, so anyway, go on, Tracy.
So, anyways, I was saying that, I have a lot of things that I like.
T-Rich, she has problems too.
Go on.
And, okay, one of the main things that I do like my interest, is dancing. I love dancing. Dancing is, I do it every day for 3 hours in my room, just me getting better.
Mm.
Some people think
sure
I'm weird.
Hours?
About 3 hours, yeah. I lock myself.
It's not exaggerating.
No exaggerations. I stay in there 3 hours every day.
Wow.
Even when I shared a room with my sister, I always did it.
Wow.
Yes, I'm in love with dancing. It kind of reminds me of Sister Act. Have you ever seen Sister Act 2?
Of course.
The second one?
I was in Sister Act 2.
Were you? Aw, which one were you? He was the person in the water fountain in the background.
He was boy with hat.
He was walking down the street in the background. But yeah, that was one of those things. I guess, you know, Sister Act 2, you know, there's a scene where, you know, Sister Mary Margaret, is that her name?
Mary Margaret.
Sister Mary Clarence. Okay. Whoopi Goldberg, she talks to this girl and says, all you can do is get in the morning, when you wake up in the morning, is think about singing, but you're supposed to be a singer. And that's how I feel about dancing. When I get up in the morning, all I can think about is dancing. I'm in love with dancing. Everybody knows it. So, my forte is, I guess, hip-hop. Love me some hip-hop. I mean, I could do ballet, but I look like a flamingo doing ballet, so.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not as graceful as most people.
Oh.
But hardcore hip-hop, that's me.
So you do any dancing in school?
Well, I did do dancing in school. Well, not now, but I did for 2 years at Denton High School.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
At Denton High School.
And that was actually ballet. That was an interesting 2 years. I had to learn terms like pirouette and plié and first position, second position, chasse, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and here are all these people who done ballet since they were like 2. I looked horrible.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, so what are your future endeavors in dance?
So right now, I've been, you know, not taking hip-hop classes, actually teaching hip-hop classes. I'm the teacher now. Can you believe that? Well, I've been teaching a few kids at my church and stuff, and it's really taught me a lot of things this past summer, and I'm hoping to keep on teaching hip-hop because it's something I realize that I love doing. Not only do I love to dance, but I love teaching others how to dance. It's one of those things. If you're really passionate about something, you really want others to be passionate about it too. So it's working out. I'm getting a few people who really love it, and it's awesome.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. So, you perform anywhere?
Well, I mean, at church functions and different things. Oh, I performed in London.
Wow.
I did.
That's really good.
It was pretty
good.
Yeah,
y'all. I forgot. I mentioned it on one of my snippets, but by the way, snippets, y'all, weekly snippets. I forgot to say that at the beginning of the show. We have weekly snippets for those of you who are just listening. Every week, try to get it out by Saturday, at 2 o'clock Saturday. So make sure you catch those snippets, all right? They're interesting.
They're awesome. They're awesome.
You'll hear me or T-Rich or Jay Swole doing these snippets of, you know, just interesting things that we see, interesting things we talk about, interesting things that may be coming up on our show. All right. And so T-Rich was in London during the Olympics, wasn't she?
Yes, I was. I was serving at the Olympics.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Tell us about that experience.
Well, it was awesome. I got to, I know it's the Olympics and there's going to be a lot of nations coming around and stuff, but I guess it didn't hit me till I actually got there. Whoa, these people are from Morocco. These people are from Croatia. I forgot Croatia was even a nation.
Wow.
I was like, whoa. I mean, there was a lot
Croatia
of people.
Croatia would be very offended by that.
Yeah. Sorry, Croatian. But there was like a lot of countries that.
Even though they got squashed by the U.S. basketball team. But anyway, go
that's,
ahead.
That's true. And, you know, it was so cool because as soon as I got off the plane, there were other people coming off the plane right next to us. And those people had to be, or actually different teams. I got to take pictures and hang out with the Russian kayaking team, the Romanian swim teams, Mexican track teams. It was pretty cool.
You didn't by chance get to see Michael Phelps, did you?
No. I was looking for them. The only U.S. person I saw was Allison Felix. That was the only person I saw.
You saw her?
I saw her.
Wow.
From afar, but
wow.
I didn't get
shout
to
out
her.
To Allison Felix. She got the gold in one of
the track thing.
Those races.
Two by I don't know what they call them.
I forgot which race it was. They have so many races.
They do. They had a lot. They had a lot there.
Yeah.
And it's so awesome to see like the different perspectives. Because the U.S. always shows the U.S. side. Brits always show the Brit side.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, T-Rich.
Yes.
For showing us what makes you you.
Yes, that's what makes
that's
me you.
That's awesome. We are glad to know all these people with all these passions, all these people with all these hobbies and loves, and you know, it's interesting to meet new people and and learn their you know, what makes them tick, basically. So we're gonna go over. You know what? I'm thinking about implementing a new part of the show, other than, you know, I was thinking. But of course, we got Mr. Jay Swole here.
What up?
And we're gonna talk about health, you know, on different parts of the, you know, on a certain part of the show. We'll probably call it Just Be Healthy. What y'all think about that? Just Be Healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Because Jay Swole is a connoisseur on health and exercise, and he can really help us out in that area. Because if you wanna just be, you gotta treat yourself right, you know? How can you just be if you can't be? Get
so
it? You
true.
See what I did there? But anyway, so we're going to do that. So I would like Jay Swole to talk about what makes him tick, to talk about how he can help y'all out, because y'all need Jay Swole. I'm telling you. Y'all need, you want to know who you need? You need
Jay Swole.
Jay Swole.
Jay Swole.
Jay Swole.
J, 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 J
Here we go. And what up?
We want to hear from you, man.
All right. What makes me me?
What makes you you?
Well, just look at me. Well, y'all can't see me unless you've seen me. Anyways, what makes me me is, you know, I have a lot of passions, too. One of my biggest passions is working out, or should I say bodybuilding.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, several different aspects into that, not just competing. But, you know, I like building my body. And also I like educating and working with people to make them excited about building their body, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever level someone's at, you know, you can always learn something new. I'm always learning something new from people that I respect and, you know, read their stuff. And
so what level would I be at?
Any level you want to be at.
I'd probably be at the very, very bottom. I need help.
No. But no, you know, I'm just passionate about working out, about health and nutrition, eating right. But I will say this past week, you know, I'm a pretty disciplined guy when it comes to my nutrition. But this past week, I've been just kind of eating whatever I want.
Jace Roll brought this cheesecake. And it was good.
Yeah, a good friend of ours that we work with, his wife actually made me a raspberry cheesecake.
Oh, no.
A raspberry swirl. And so I shared it with the guys yesterday in the garden, and it was phenomenal. But so this week has been a real, I'm not going to say challenging week for me as far as nutrition, but I've really been overly joyful and happy, but I've been eating just all kinds of stuff. Not my normal, six, 7 meals a day. Some days it's been 3 meals, but it's been Mexican food. It's been wings. It's been burgers. It's been fries. Donuts, cupcakes.
Relapse.
You know, and every once in a while I go into one of those modes where it's like, it's almost like a detox from being so disciplined.
Uh-huh.
And I do think that everyone needs that in your life.
If you're
out there listening and you're a real, you know, health fanatic and you hear that, you'll be like, oh, that's not a good thing. But in my eyes, it's good to get away from that sometimes, because then when you get your focus again, you know, you can build momentum and go reach another goal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes so much sense.
Yeah, it makes sense to me, yo.
Oh.
But that doesn't mean, you know, you just, well, it does mean just.
So it goes both ways, right? So, like, I could eat as much as I want and then be like, oh, I can be healthy for a second.
Yeah.
And then go back.
Yeah, because, yo, I live a lifestyle of detox from discipline, you know? So, so I would just advise some of y'all, hey. Look, y'all, I might be Jace Wolf's arch nemesis on this show.
Okay.
on his portion of the show.
We'll get out the lightsabers. You know, have a duel.
Oh, snap.
While he's talking to y'all, I'll be eating my chocolate cake over here.
But, you know, with my passions, and I'm passionate about food. I love food. So, you know, when I'm in my, like right now, I don't have a set bodybuilding competition that I have picked out for 2013.
Mm-hmm.
But I do plan on getting back on stage and, you know, bringing a better package than I had the last time I competed. And that's what's fun about bodybuilding. You know, really you're competing against yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I look at it. And, yeah, of course you want to win. And, you know, I'm competitive. But my thing is if I can bring a better package, and I've learned this from my coach, my trainer, my good friend Pete Ciccone, you know, you're winning when you, you know, have stepped it up and brought your best. You know,
even
if you place third, fourth, fifth, if you brought a better package than you did last year and brought, you know, improved in weaker areas, because that's the whole thing about bodybuilding. You're trying to put on more muscle and, you know, make those weak areas strong, you know. Mm-hmm. And you can go crazy with that, but, you know, I want to make some improvements, but if I bring my best package, I know I'm, you know, that's already winning.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
That was so deep.
That's what I'm talking about.
But see, you can use that in all aspects of your life, you know, whether it be spiritual or, you know, physical or school related.
Yeah.
You know, it can go. That's why working out, there's a lot more to it than just working out.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people just go in and do it, but the more I'm learning, there's a journey to it. I think there's a significance to it, you know.
Yeah.
I may go out to the gym sometime.
Yeah. Hey, I'm starting to.
Baby steps.
I'm about to start jogging again, so.
That's good. You can jog to my house and then I'll give you a donut.
Energy for the run back home, right?
But what's cool is there's one guy that y'all might want to check out. He's a IFBB professional bodybuilder, and his name is Kai Green. He grew up in Brooklyn, but this guy, I watch his videos, but he has got to be the most. He's spiritual. Just how he talks, I mean, he's eloquent with. I mean, this guy's a deep guy. But anyone at any level, if you're in fitness or not, you can learn something from him, because when he goes and works out, I mean, this guy just he's deep. And so he has this thing where you can win workouts with him, like through a raffle or whatever, and you'll go in there and his workouts will be like 2 to 3 hours long, but it's a style that you've never seen before, you know, because he gets deep. I mean, he's a deep man, and he's philosophical. I'm telling you, anyone can learn something, or just seeing somebody that big but that gentle. I mean, the guy's a gentle giant, you know, and he loves people. And it's cool to just to listen to him, how he, you know, explains how he gets into working the muscle, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, check him out sometime. Kai Green.
Kai Green.
Yeah. Okay.
Does he have a website?
Yeah, he has a website. You can just, I guess, look up KaiGreen.com. But he's also sponsored by a supplement company called Muscle Meds. And now people will recognize him as, recently they created a protein supplement made from beef isolate. That doesn't mean it tastes like beef, but it's made from beef, but there's no cholesterol or none of that in it. Yeah. But on the ad, it shows him with like a piece of steak, you know, raw meat, in his mouth about to bite down on it, you know. So that's, it's called carnivore, but that's but it's pretty good stuff. But you know, you can find them if you
YouTube meat. The raw meat is pretty good stuff.
No. The protein is actually good.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm passionate about people. That's another passion of mine, is I love people.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think we all have moments, but genuinely I love people. I love seeing people, you know, move forward and accomplishing what, you know, what they desire, you know. And it's important. You know, it's not just me with working out. I try to, you know, get together with people and, you know, talk to people on all different levels from all different ways a lot. I love people.
That's, you know, that's good, because I kind of have a soft spot in my heart for reconciliation. You know, I have a passion for that, really. Hey, y'all can hear the mail lady in the background there.
Yeah, she's probably gonna get mad because I'm parked right in front of the mailbox.
That's okay. Hey, they need exercise too, right?
She just fell off in a rage. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
But yeah, you know, I love to hear stories about, you know, fathers and sons, or mothers and their children, just reconciling and making things right, and or husbands and wives coming back together after divorce. You know,
it makes me cry.
Yeah, I love that kind of stuff. That's why my wife, anytime something like that happens in a movie, like the little boy running to his dad after the dad changes his heart or something, you know.
The Patriot. He cries, you know, on the Patriot.
Oh man, when the little girl goes,
Baba! Yeah, he cries.
You know, when she never says anything. Oh my gosh. Or at the end of Armageddon.
Oh.
When the little boy, the lady finally lets the son see the daddy. I had to turn my head, y'all. Oh, of course, at the end of Color Purple, when Nettie and Seeley are reunited. Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's a passion of mine, like, you know, where it comes to people. So, and yeah, I don't think any of us would be on here if we didn't have a passion to see y'all, listeners, be exactly who you're supposed to be. Well, we don't have much time left on the show, y'all. But Jay Swole showed me this video earlier. If y'all, hey, I want to play. Can you pull up that?
Yeah. Do you want to do the Jerome Mayberry, like the top 10?
No, the my wife and kids. My wife and kids.
All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna post a video of this on the site, and plus the other links that Jay Swole mentioned, I'm gonna go on and post those too.
And we should put the top 10 for the snippets.
What's that?
We should put the top tens for like the snippets and stuff.
The top ten
bodybuilding.
Oh, the, not body. The Jerome Mayberry's top 10 commandments.
Yeah.
To the gym.
Oh pretty my god.
Put that for the snippets.
Yeah, that would be funny. Yeah.
Look forward to it.
But you know, of course, like Jay Swole said, he's a workout fanatic, and he, so he showed us this video of this show, My Wife and Kids, where there's this, if y'all know Terry Crews, y'all, we saw the Expendables yesterday. My wife and I saw Expendables too. It was awesome. And not much in the way of dialogue and stuff like that, but I mean, it was believable enough for the group of people that was up there, you know. And
was it better than the first one?
It's about the same, really. The first one was really good, and this one was really good. I mean, it's really good. And I mean, I'm just going to say, y'all, I'm not going to give it away. But you know how you watch these movies where the bad guy, the villain, is just tearing up the hero, just boom, beating him up all over the place, and it's just terrible. And then
Batman.
And then the good guy. And so finally the good guy sees a way to defeat the villain, and he does this one little thing, and the villain is defeated. Well, I don't want to see that. I want to see you do exactly what the villain's been doing to you this entire... He's been beating the crap out of you the entire movie.
Beat him back.
Yeah, and then you, like, kick him in the right spot and he dies. No, I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
You know, put him through some pain. Put him through some misery. So, y'all, let me just say, you will be satisfied at the end of this movie.
No, I'm not going to lie. I'm not... I know I'm in Texas, but I'm not a Chuck Norris fan.
Oh.
I actually saw him while I was in London. We bumped into the Expendables premiere.
Uh-huh.
So we saw Jet Li. Yeah, we walked across like the corner of the red carpet, and they were like, get out, get out.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, yeah.
So Terry Crews was in that movie. He was one of my favorite characters in there, of course, because I'm a Terry Crews fan.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
But
he was in the first one.
So this, yeah. And so this piece, this video that that's being played is we're going to play a portion of this video. We just thought it was funny, and we're going to post the video on the site. But as much as you can hear on this video, it's pretty funny. From My Wife and Kids.
Ready?
Yeah.
That's it. Here we go. One more, last one. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, get up here. Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, thanks for the workout.
Oh. Hey, yo.
Yeah?
That wasn't the workout.
That wasn't the workout.
That was the pre-warm-up to get you ready for the warm-up, to get you ready for the pre-workout, followed by the workout, which precedes the post-workout. Then we're going into a little 60-minute warm-down.
60-minute warm-down? What does that consist of?
Mostly running uphill, but you get to walk back down.
Oh, good.
Backwards. On your hands. With ankle weights.
We're doing all that today?
Do you want these? The percolating pectorals? Huh? Do you want them?
Yes, that's
well, then touch them. If you want them, touch them.
I don't want
them. Yeah. Touch them. Touch them.
Yes.
So, that's the... We're going to post that entire video on... Y'all, that is just funny. When I first saw that episode, I was rolling.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
So, anyway, y'all, we are nearing the end. We are pretty much at the end of the show. If you sat here through the entire hour, thank y'all for sitting through, listening to us, have some fun. Hopefully y'all were having some fun. If you didn't sit through this entire show, shame on you. Shame on you.
I will say.
Rewind this and play it back. And do not turn it off until we're done.
Done, son.
I will say this. I'm so proud of our Facebook fans. We're getting higher ratings.
Yeah.
They are skyrocketing.
Yeah, yeah.
So
keep it up, Facebook fans.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're getting more listeners. And y'all, I am so thankful for y'all. Y'all are helping us just be who we are. Hopefully we're helping y'all just be who y'all are. Because guess what? I'm sitting here with my garage doors open for all the neighbors to see. I wouldn't have done this in the past, y'all. I know I'm singing in public all the time and talking in public all the time, but y'all, I was just telling my wife yesterday, I'm not the type of person to solicit attention. I just don't do that. I only want attention when it's time for me to have attention. So I don't do anything that draws attention to myself in any normal setting. So y'all are helping me break out of my box.
You're special.
Yeah. Yeah. So y'all, I'm thankful for y'all. Thank you so much, listeners. Y'all are the best. For real. I'm serious. Y'all are the best. And I play this sentimental music as a tribute to my listeners. You've been listening to Just Be Radio. Thank you, fans and enemies alike. You make me who I am. You make T-Rich who she is. You make Jay Swole who he is. Thank y'all for listening to Just Be Radio.
Woo!
I'm doing this show only because my wife said I could.
Get it. What? What?
Feel that your world is caving in around you? Do you feel constrained or find it hard to breathe? Do you feel that you're living your life only to please other people? We can help.
Just Be!
Catch Just Be Radio, our weekly snippets, and our monthly show at justberadio.com.